And back here on KETE Afternoons with Aaron, time for a Coach's Corner interview. Albert Lee Boys Hockey with the head coach of our Tigers, Matt Erickson. And Matt, a good afternoon and a happy early new year to you.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Thanks for having me. Happy new year to you as well.
Now let's get right to three games to recap, and of course a big game coming up at Graham Arena tonight against Rochester Lord. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. Let's go back to a Thursday, a game you heard on KETE, Minnehaha Academy, a 3-1 victory against the Red Hawks. Your team was down 1-0 in the first period, but Spencer Van Beek and a Tim Chalmers, a couple of goals to make it 2-1. Max Edwin with at the buzzer, at the end, an empty netter to make it 3-1 as your team wins both games against the Red Hawks this season. Give us your thoughts on Thursday's game at what I would call a classic hockey barn. I mean, it's an old-school hockey arena. It was a lot of fun doing the broadcast there.
Yeah, it was, they gave us a good battle again. As far as the venue goes, a little bit of tradition in that barn, kind of got that old-school feel, really cold in there.
Yep.
Refrigerated by Freon is what the rink manager, and I don't know how many rinks around the state are still refrigerated by Freon, but kind of a unique setup, classic old barn, and give them credit. They kind of used that to their advantage. We had a really slow start, kind of started coming into our own about the second period. Our forecheck started to become a little more ferocious, as I say. And then contributed a couple goals and was able to get out of there with a victory.
Yeah, 3-1 victory against Minnehaha Academy, against sweeping the season series, beat Minnehaha Academy back on the 14th, 6-5 in overtime. Let's talk about a busy week that's going to wrap up for the team tonight at Graham Arena in Rochester, the Kiwanis Holiday Festival. You guys are playing for a championship tonight. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few moments. But, Matt, before we break down the two wins against Bloomington Kennedy and also against Laverne, let's talk about the Kiwanis Hockey Festival. Now, there's two divisions. There's the gold division and there's the blue division. And you guys are in the blue division, and it's kind of a round-robin tournament with four teams, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So we play each team. So Kennedy we had on Tuesday, Laverne last night on Wednesday, and then Lewards, who is a section opponent here tonight, so it's a big game for us.
And the gold division, that's got some bigger schools. They got like six teams playing in that. That's all the Rochester, the other Rochester schools.
Yeah, so what they do, Aaron, is the one division, and I think it's usually there's a few more teams, and I don't know, last year it was canceled due to COVID, so I'm not quite sure. I know we've had more in our division, but usually it's like a double A. They put some schools in and then a single A class. It's kind of how they have that set up. Maybe at some point, I don't know if we'll get into that top bracketed gold division or if we'll stay in blue. I particularly like it because, the boys get to sleep at home. It's an hour bus ride there and back. Our JV team gets to play in the tournament too, so it's advantageous for us to continue to do that as long as that's an option.
Matt Erickson, the head coach, Albert Lee Boys Hockey Team, with us here on Kate Radio. And let's break down the two games so far. Let's start with a Bloomington Kennedy, this game on Tuesday. 5-1 victory for our Tigers. And, Matt, you guys jumped off to a quick start. Three goals in the first period, Joseph Yoon, Jack Landley, and Tim Chalmers. 3-0 after one. One thing I noticed looking at the stats, Bloomington Kennedy outshot your team in the first period. Shots on goal were even at 30 apiece. So even though it was a 5-1 victory, the score probably doesn't indicate how evenly matched this game was.
Yeah, I think that we've been kind of looking for that fast start. Haven't necessarily had a fast start probably since earlier in the year. Was able to get up three after one. And give credit to Kennedy. I mean, they got some talented players. I think they showed last night what they can do to other teams. I don't know if we necessarily kind of caught them off guard a little bit, but the fast start helped. Then we were able to keep them at bay, or at least off the score sheet for that matter, the rest of Tuesday night.
Yeah, Rochester Lord, they get beat by them. Was it 7-0? Is that the score?
7-0. I don't know much about it. probably going to try to see if I can pull some video. But I could kind of see that coming. Kennedy is one of those teams where, you know, anytime you face an opponent that hasn't won a game yet, it's a little bit, you know, there's some uncertainty and you know, you get that pit in your stomach where you don't necessarily know what you're going to get. You know, maybe your team's a little overconfident. Obviously, the opponents, when they haven't won, is playing with a little more urgency than normal. So I could kind of see this coming. And like I stated, Aaron, I mean, they really move the puck well. They got a couple nice players that are seniors that would be in anybody's lineup, for that matter, throughout the state. So, yeah, kind of saw it coming a little bit. And you know, good for them to get on the board with the victory last night.
Let's talk about Tim Chalmers in that game. He had a couple of goals and one assist, led the team with 3 points. Talk about his performance on Tuesday.
Well, Tim brings a high compete, highly skilled game for us. You know, can score essentially with his shot from anywhere inside an opponent's zone. So, yeah, he was good. You know, Tim's been a leader for us, is going to be a leader for us this year for sure. And, you know, we're going to rely on Tim to be on the score sheet, do some other things defensively that you ask of, top players on your team. So, yeah, it was good for Tim to get going early. And, you know, as we navigate through the season, you know, he knows that there's going to be more pressure on him to contribute on the score sheet.
Head coach of the Tiger Boys hockey team, Matt Eric Sanigan, recapping game one of the Kiwanis tournament in Rochester. Yesterday, a thriller, 3-2 victory in overtime against Laverne. Laverne struck first, up 1-0. Elijah Ferris and Joseph Yoon scoring on the power play to make it a 2-1 after the second. Laverne would tie things up with a less than 5 minutes to go. We go to overtime. Spencer Van Beek with the even strength goal. Tim Chalmers and Joseph Yoon on the assist. And talk about the atmosphere in that one. Your team outshot Laverne 41-30, a close game throughout. And I'm sure as a coach, you're happy you got the W, but you must have just enjoyed watching that game because it sounded like a good one.
Yeah, well, I'm very proud of our players last night. I think we really played pretty well. Couple breakdowns here and there, but give credit to both goaltenders on both teams. Both of them played, you know, very, very well. You know, we were fortunate to get the game winner because it really could have gone either way. We gave up a breakaway where Dakota Yonke makes a tremendous save with like a couple seconds left in the third period. So yeah, very happy with our compete level last night. Starting to get our depth is really starting to come around a little bit, which is, you know, kind of what you want to see 8-9 games into the season. So, yeah, so, you know, it was one of those games where I think we outshot them. We probably had a few more opportunities, and ideally after the third period going into overtime, you know, we were just stressing, let's get pucks to the net. And Joseph came down the strong side and made a play, and I think Tim kind of deflected it a little bit to Spencer, and Spencer put it away. So, very exciting for us. Obviously, now we get a chance to get back, you know, as a champion over in Kiwanis, and we're not going to look past Lourdes, but yeah, it should be a good one tonight.
Yeah, let's talk about a Rochester, the matchup coming up later today. And looking at the round robin tournament, that game at 5:45 this evening. So you have Laverne, who is now 0-2. You got Bloomington Kennedy, who is 1-1. You have Rochester Lord, who is also 1-1. Obviously, if your team wins, you guys win the Kiwanis tournament. If your team would lose this evening, then we go to tiebreakers. And how would that break down?
So it's goals allowed at this point throughout the tournament. So obviously, you know, we're going to go into it looking that we want to get the W at this point. We don't want to necessarily backdoor us into anything. You know, at this point, so we're going to look at it as, and truly it's a section game for us too. Lourdes is in our section, so it's a really big game for us because this will come back when the coaches vote for seedings for playoff section play. This is a big one for us tonight. So, you know, we got to bring our A game. Lourdes has a nice record. You know, they played some teams out of the cities. They're very well coached. Jeff True does a good job. He was a coach for their girls program for a number of years and really put that program on the map and has taken over and done a good job with the boys. So it should be a good one tonight, Aaron. We're looking forward to it. And obviously there's a little bit more at stake than just a normal game.
Again, 5:45 start tonight at Graham Arena. If the Tigers win, they will win the Blue Division of the Kiwanis Holiday Tournament. Matt Erickson, head coach of our Tigers. And Matt, before we let you go, we have to talk about our current Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Joseph Yoon right now leads your team with 10 goals and 7 assists. Talk about this young man, and we talked about him via email last week. Not only, you know, a great hockey player, but just a good all-around student athlete involved in so many things at Albert Lea High School. Talk about Joseph Yoon again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, Aaron, this is a kid that, you know, you can't say enough good things about Joseph Yoon. You know, I think he's a leader, not only, you know, what we call character kids, not only on the ice and on the hockey team, but in the community at the high school. You know, he's well deserving of this this award. So, you know, we're extremely fortunate to have Joseph in our high school and in our hockey program. Just brings a different element for us to have that leadership and character kid. So very happy for Joseph and good things to come for him in the future.
Again, Joseph Yoon, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. We'll talk to him coming up this hour as well on KETE. Matt Erickson, the head coach of the Albert Lea Boys hockey team. Matt, thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight. Go capture that championship over in Rochester.
Well, thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it. And thanks for all the coverage of our hockey program.